This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, July 15th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. We're back. The Morning Crunch Wrap is back. Thanks for hanging in and being patient as Darling New Media launches. Been a lot of work going on at the Darling New Media Studios, getting things ready to be open to the public. So appreciate the patience over the past couple of weeks when the Morning Crunch Wrap has been dark. If you're interested in having a podcast of your own, go ahead and reach out to us here at Darling New Media. It's darlingnewmedia@gmail.com, or you can head on over to the website darlingnewmedia.com. All right, here's the story. Joe Montana, $30 million mansion for sale with 500 California acres. Here's a look at how Joe Montana lives. And if you've got $30 million lying around, you can live like one of the best quarterbacks ever as well. San Francisco Niners legend, epic 500-acre palace in Calistoga is up for sale, and the place is awesome. The main house, 9,700 square feet, with 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and an insane wine cellar that can hold 3,500 bottles of booze. And outside the main place, there's a horse riding area, a basketball court, and a bunch of olive trees that produce anywhere from 30 to 60 gallons of olive oil every single year. There's also a swimming pool, of course, a skeet shooting range, a pond that you can fish in, and 2 creeks to canoe in. And if that's not enough, it's surrounded by unreal Sonoma County views of mountains and trees. Unclear now why Montana is trying to unload the place, but it can all be yours if you've got $28.9 million to burn. Now, here's the interesting thing. Joe Montana played before players started getting nine-figure contracts. In fact, back in 1990, Joe was the very first NFL player to average more than $3 million per season when he signed a 4-year, $13 million contract with the 49ers. At the time, his salary made up about 15% of the 49ers' $27 million payroll. Ooh, how times have changed. Joe Montana putting the house up for sale. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, now there's the asking price and then what the selling price is going to be. So there's got to be some wiggle room on this. Now, if I come in with 20 mil, do you think I can get it? I mean, it seems like a lot of maintenance. I mean, and the other thing is, for 9,700 square feet, you'd think there'd be more than 3 bedrooms and 3.5 bathrooms. So it seems kind of light on that. I mean, if you've got you and your spouse and a couple of kids, you've used up all the bedrooms. You can't even have people over. You got 9,700 square feet in your house and you can't have house guests because, oh, dude, sorry, we're out of rooms. I mean, unless you want to camp out by the creek where we can go canoeing. It's just really weird, man. Almost 10,000 square feet and 3 bedrooms. I don't know. I mean, and how is Joe Montana paying for all of this? I mean, I know he was a pitch man for a few things, but he clearly has done very, very well for himself. Now, probably when he bought it, it wasn't $28 million. It was probably much, much less. But still, good Lord, Joe Montana. And why are you selling, Joe? Why is it? Do you just have empty nest syndrome at this point? The kids are grown. They're gone. It's too much room rattling around. You're tired of looking at the olive trees. What is it, Joe? Why are you abandoning this home? Why are you looking to sell it so quickly? I don't know. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call and see if I can secure and make a lowball offer on this thing and see how motivated a seller Joe Montana really is. Because it's not the price you ask, it's the price you'll take. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to owners passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so? Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information.